Carson Palmer was on with Dan Patrick this morning, and the former USC quarterback said the front runners for the USC job, James Franklin, Matt Campbell, Luke Fickle, and Mike Tomlin.
The last one puzzles me.
Mike Tomlin's name has been mentioned for the LSU job. He's got one of the best football jobs, regardless of level. Doesn't seem to be in a hurry to leave the NFL. Why would you leave the Pittsburgh Steelers? You have got so much stability and security there. Why would you leave the Steelers?
Why?
All of a sudden, he's going to want to get back into college and recruit again?
Mike Tomlin strikes me as a guy that hates kids. just the dumb things teenagers do drive him mad.
If you thought he got upset at Antonio Brown for some of the stuff he pulled, that's a USC list. Franklin, Campbell, Fickle, and Tomlin. What if James Franklin, they lose to Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan? Do you say thanks, but no thanks? We said thank you, thank you, thank you when name, image, likeness came aboard and it was supposed to ruin college athletics. It has not done that. But this year will be a very interesting case study on how it plays out. I am all for kids getting their bag and get it early. And especially this year. Look at some of the top names. DJU. Still on the Dr. Pepper commercial. But remember, he kind of got benched on Saturday. And will he make it through the whole year with Clemson? Derek King got injured. Sam Howell. Not having the kind of year that he thought. Spencer Rattler. Really, of the big name quarterbacks in college football that cashed in on name, image, likeness early, Bryce Young is the only one that has still been okay. And he may win the Heisman. I think he's probably the front runner right now for the Heisman. But I'm all for kids, and I think this shows that this year, get your money when you can get it. Cash in. It's pretty clear that businesses that are partnering with athletes, they're not really looking for the return on investment. They partner with 1620. They want a return on investment. They partner with the starting quarterback. That's all we want is our name mentioned with the starting quarterback. We don't care if they struggle or they get benched. We just want our name attached with them. Look at Lexi Sun, for example. Good on her. She has benefited from her talents. She got paid. Borsheims is probably not saying, well, okay, if we partner with Lexi Sun, we must sell blank engagement rings. Lexi Sun isn't even in the starting lineup for Nebraska. So companies in NIL, they're not looking for return on investment. They're just looking for the attention that they partnered with that person. But it shows you, if you have the opportunity as an athlete to go get your money now, go get it. Go get as much bag as you can get. And if you're not starting by the end of the year, you still got paid. But I wonder if we will hear in some of these cases of big deals that were signed in college football, if it did have an effect on the locker room or an effect on the player that all of a sudden they changed.
We were wondering over the weekend, Spencer Rattler.
By the way, looks enthused to be on the Oklahoma sideline. I mean, I bet he was the first to meet Caleb Williams on that fourth down play that he ripped the ball out of his running back's arms and kept running.
Probably going to hit the portal.
Yes.
What happens to that NIL money? Like, is he signing one-year deals every year with these businesses?
I think it's a one-year deal.
Okay.
Does he have to give the cars back that he has?
Yeah.
Here's the other part of that, though. Josh, that's a great question. Let's look at it from Nebraska's standpoint. And Nebraska wants to get in the mix with a high-profile quarterback. Let's say it's not Spencer Rattler. Does secretly somebody start to get some name, image, likeness going? What about Damian Daniels? Damian Daniels may test the waters of the NFL. But boy, wouldn't it be nice to have him back next year on that defensive line for Nebraska? How can we find a business that would make it intriguing for him to stick around in Lincoln one more year and dominate the Big Ten? Have one more year, build off this year, stick around. Hey, car dealership, my man wants a car. Can you get him a deal?
That's a good question, too. Yeah.
I don't know. I got to imagine Nebraska and all the other schools that are on the road recruiting, mm-hmm. they're probably saying, hey, you know, there is the opportunity. You know, they have to walk the fine line, but they can say, there's the opportunity, name, image, likeness, look what we can do for you. But what about your current players to keep them? You have to think both ways, who you want to attract, and then some of your current players that you don't want to leave early for the NFL. They're not going to be a first round, second round, or even a third round guy. Hey, let's find a way to make it financially smart for you to stay in school. But go get your money now. All these athletes, go get your money now. Companies clearly aren't looking for a huge return on investment. They just want to be attached with you. And there's some that got paid early. That's good. That's how, go get your bag. But I wonder what coaches will say when the first year is over about maybe what it did in the locker room or did to the individual. A call on Saturday in Ames is going to do a lot to not increase our opinion about officials. If you were watching the Iowa State-Oklahoma State game, first of all, Kevin Marr, right here in Omaha, he used to be in the Pac-12, now he's in the Big 12. You know Kevin, you see him during the wintertime, reffing high school basketball. Kevin is really good. I got to imagine that being in charge of that crew drove him nuts on Saturday. There were two big calls in Iowa State's victory over Oklahoma State. Let's go with the less, spotting the football. We have to find a way in the game of football, college and the NFL, to be able to spot the football correctly. Technology, chips in a football, we can do so many things like find my phone. How about we find the spot? Because that continues to be a problem throughout football. Maybe the yellow line that is on your TV screen, but I don't know if you've been to a game lately and looked and said, where's that yellow line for the first down? It's on TV. Throws people off. We have to find a way to be able to spot the ball. You were telling me, because you were up in North Iowa on Saturday with Iowa Western, officials there had trouble spotting the football.
Yes, that would be very generous. We had a first and 10, back-to-back five-yard penalties on the defense. And Iowa Western had not gotten a first down. It was 2 5-yard penalties equated to 7 yards in penalties. A little bit embarrassing.
We have a spotting the football problem. We have it in high school as well. We have technology. We have to find to be able to spot the ball correctly. Take the issues off of the plate of the officials. I mean, I was so excited doing a game Friday night. They brought the chain gang out. I was like, yes, because you don't see it very often. In that game, they did. So Kevin is in charge of this crew. He was not the one that made the call, and I imagine, and Kevin is a really good white hat, that his official that threw the flag on the Xavier Hutchinson showboating in the end zone had a cringe at the call. If you did not see it, it is one of the worst calls, in my opinion, in the history of college football. He's going into the end zone, clearly into the end zone, and does a little high-stepping. Nothing that we would go, oh, man, that's awful.
This wasn't Deion Sanders.
No, it was a little bit of a high step.
Two trots.
It wasn't hurting anybody. You didn't see any Oklahoma State player getting upset that he ran off the bench to try and challenge him to a fight. No guys on the field that were saying, don't show me up like that. But he scores. The flag is thrown. Okay, you want to make a call? 15 yards on the kickoff. Nope. Touchdown off the board. It's assessed. Iowa State keeps the ball, but no touchdown. Now here's where it gets even a bad look, even a worse look. Reportedly, this is from numerous Iowa State reporters. I don't know if they had a pool reporter Hutchinson taunted Oklahoma State with his eyes.
What?
How? Taunted Oklahoma State with his eyes. Now, a couple plays later, he scores. But still, he was in the end zone. Started high-stepping at, what, about the three?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Maybe
somewhere around
two
there.
Steps, yeah. And he's into the end zone. And the flag comes. Not assessed on the kickoff, but bring it back. I could not believe that call. That's a bad call. I felt bad for Kevin. He can't say, maybe he could say we're going to wave off the flag, but that would not have been good for that entire crew. So
that would have been a bad look.
He had
too.
To listen to what the call was and then tell everybody, and he takes the brunt of it. I really felt bad for him. I think he's a really, really good white hat. But they had that one and then the spot late for Oklahoma State. But we got to find a way to spot the ball. Take it off of the officials in trying to properly spot the ball when they're coming in, you know, from the sidelines, like at the end zone. Or also, if we are able to put chips in footballs, you can tell when it crosses the goal line. Maybe something goes off. A buzzer on the field judge, side judge, line judge, whatever. That they know the ball crossed the goal line. Yeah, if Iowa State loses that game and that touchdown comes off the board. Ooh. For the record, I was okay with the students rushing the field. Technically, because Oklahoma State was a top 10, Iowa State was unranked, it was an upset. But we go off of Vegas, so it was not an upset. They're college kids, okay? Some of us only have 7-8 years in college. So you got to get as many court storming and field storming times in as you can. Iowa State's doing the same exact thing they did last year. They're gearing up for the stretch where they're going to get hot in Brocktober and make it Dallas in the Big 12 championship game. They still have Oklahoma and they still have Texas. All right, before the break, we knew this was coming. Just like my good friend Josh, Jameson, you had a fantastic weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you, and it was amazing. First off, Braves got the job done. Got the World Series since '99, and Tyrann Mathieu was stones out there, honestly. In that tight situation in the seventh inning, after Luke Jackson's brought in, please, Snicker, do not bring Luke Jackson in a critical situation again in the World Series. It was just killing me, honestly. But Eddie Rosario, thank you, Cleveland, for giving us Eddie Rosario. For Paulo Sandoval, some cash, honestly. that was a steal. I was on top of the steal, of course, again. So in all, just a great, great series win. Knocked out the Dodgers. Got through the team that's been blocked us for postseason. Promised everything last three times we faced them. So all in all, just a great victory Saturday night. And, of course, Sunday afternoon, my Titans put a beat down on your Chiefs there, Gary, as you guys ran into a two-tone brick wall. And you know you might slow down King Henry. Ryan Tannehill was carving your defense up like a Christmas goose, up and down the field. And honestly, the second half Titans are basically put in the garage and say, we're good, because they knew the Chiefs couldn't do anything there in the second half.
I got nothing for you. All I know is that we outscored you 3-0 in the second half. I don't believe that you said that.
That's cute, but the score was 27-0. Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe it'll affect you. Maybe it'll affect you later that you're not used to closing out games. I don't know. I don't know. I think you got to play all. I think you got to play all 60 minutes. Yes, your Titans, Josh's Titans, beat the crap out of the Chiefs.
Yep, it was definitely a fun game on Sunday. So now we're on Indianapolis. Can I just put me down the Colts and spread the lead out a little bit further in the South so we wrap up the division. Even sooner than we need to.
J-Man, have a good week.
We'll do.
Good luck tomorrow night, both of you with your Braves. You know if the Braves win? Another little nugget here. I think home field is going to be big because the Braves haven't lost since the 19 NLDS at Truist Park since what game? That game five. So they've been on a roll playing at home.
Yeah, and I know they're undefeated this postseason in the Burbs.
So if the Braves win the World Series, that will mean that over a 21-year stretch, 15 of the 30 franchises have won a World Series. We don't get many back-to-backs.
Yeah, that's good for the league.
That is good. What is not good is what's looming, which is kind of a storyline. After a very entertaining season, first time, you know, coming back from COVID where we get to play a full 162. And then, I mean, it's been an entertaining postseason. It doesn't have the Dodgers. It doesn't have the Red Sox. It doesn't have the Yankees. But there's still interest between the Astros and Dusty and the villains with the Braves, who are back in the World Series for the first time in a while. And losing your best offensive player, your best pitcher, and you found a way to get into it. What is looming is we're going to go on a nuclear winter for Major League Baseball. They will be shutting down on December 2nd. They're going to cancel the winter meetings. If you're trying to rebuild your roster, you have free agents you want to sign, good luck. This could take a while. But December 2nd is a work stoppage that is coming to baseball, barring something miraculous. So it's going to be a storyline, but I hope it doesn't dominate the strip club series between the Astros and the Braves. When we come back, we'll put a wrap on this show, and Josh and I will give our requests. If we were the person in the end zone that Mike Evans handed the 600th touchdown pass of Tom Brady's career yesterday to, would you give it back? He gave it back, but if you weren't going to give it back, what would you want? They gave him a $1,000 gift card to their pro shop. That guy messed up. Messed up big time. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this on 1620 The Zone. You won't mess up when you head to Woodhouse Place Nissan. 144th and Giles or online at woodhouseplacenissan.com. You're looking for that perfect car, truck, or SUV, a vehicle that you need to meet your needs, either for pleasure or for business, or just another one in the family. You can find it right now at Woodhouse Place Nissan. You can go car, truck, or SUV, Sentra, Altima, Rogue, Armada, Frontier, Titan. They have vehicles that will meet your needs. Nissan features as well at fair prices and lots of inventory right now as we speak to kick off this week. Check them out in person, 144th and Giles. That's Woodhouse Place Nissan, or online at woodhouseplacenissan.com.